USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The number of Americans killed in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is steadily increasing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support and inform the families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news that any family can conceive of getting.
In total, 27 Americans have lost their lives, while 14 are still unaccounted for. There is concern that a small number of Americans may be being held hostage by Hamas. Additional charges have been filed in the bribery case against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. A superseding indictment filed today alleges that Menendez acted as a foreign agent and disclosed sensitive U.S. government information. Last month, Menendez and his wife were indicted on numerous counts related to bribery charges involving a New Jersey businessman with significant connections to the Egyptian government. The White House is weighing in on the House Speaker issue taking place, saying it's imperative for Republicans to find a resolution and select a new Speaker of the House.
It's not for us to fix the chaos in the House Republicans. It's not for us to fix. They have the majority, as you know, in the House. It is for them to fix. We've never seen a conference behave this way or be this chaotic.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized there is substantial amount of work required on behalf of the American people. Urgent matters include providing aid to Israel and Ukraine, as well as passing legislation to fund the government before mid-November. The cost of living increase for individuals receiving Social Security benefits will be smaller compared to the past 2 years. The Social Security Administration announced today that the annual adjustment for the upcoming year will be 3.2%. And Thursday night football will see an AFC West showdown between the Chiefs and the Broncos, the clash set to take place at Arrowhead Stadium. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
In a stroke of incredible luck, someone about an hour north of Los Angeles has become significantly wealthier overnight. There was just one winning Powerball ticket, boasting a staggering value of more than $1.7 billion. It's the second largest lottery prize in U.S. history. New York Congressman George Santos is facing possible removal from office. Long Island Representative Anthony D'Esposito is introducing an expulsion resolution, in his words, to rid the People's House of fraudster George Santos. Santos was just hit with federal charges accusing him of stealing identities and using his donors' credit cards without their approval. Hollywood studios and the union talks have broken down. Lance Pry has more.
Talks between Hollywood studios and the actors' union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence.
The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. In comparison to the same period last year, there has been a 3.7% surge. The figures slightly surpassed the predictions of most analysts. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.